This is 89.1 WEMU, and a good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater. Each Thursday we get together, well, most Thursdays anyway, for Cinema Chat. Now, last week I was away, so Russ Collins talked pre-Oscars with Michael Jewett. Now I'm back, and we get to talk post-Academy Awards.
That's right, and live and in studio. So we're happy about that. And, the Academy Awards, I personally liked the show quite a bit. And and it got pretty good reviews. And it was the top-rated award show for the season and for a while. Now, it didn't top the highest amount of ratings that it ever got before, but it definitely did very well.
Do you think starting it an hour earlier made a difference?
That's what the pundits are saying. You know, an hour earlier is good. And also, you know, ending before midnight. You know, it ended about 10:30. And they got a late start because there was a protest out in front of the theater. And so there were 5 minutes of solid commercials at the beginning. I was going, come on, what's going on? And then
I don't
the
know
show
that I would have found that out of the ordinary.
Well, it was just surprising because usually the shows start on time,
right,
and then they'll cut to commercials right away, but it never started. And it was just like commercial. Anyway, I thought the show was quite entertaining. I score myself in terms of how I do.
That's right.
And one of the things after the performance, I'm just Ken. I changed my vote from Billie Eilish to Ken because it was like it was so fun, and everybody in the theater was rocking with it too. But the Billie Eilish tune won. But I got 20 out of the 23 categories right. But again, the magic is I just look at the Las Vegas odds
and they're more the favorite. Right than,
yeah, and there was one film, the short film, the last Music Repair Shop, which I really liked, but the ABC's of Book Banning was the film that the Las Vegas odds, and I thought, well, you know, that makes sense. It's kind of timely and
right.
Blah, 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 blah. But the last Repair Shop, and I was so glad about that. I was wrong on it, but I was happy to be
23,
wrong.
23, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Did you lay any real money down?
No. I'm not a wager guy. So anyway, but that was good news for the Oscars. And you know, I think the important thing is that the Oscars outpulled the Grammys, which is kind of surprising in a certain way. Not a surprise that it outpulled the Golden Globes. And the Emmys just were a train wreck this year. They changed the time and all kinds of other stuff. So
right. Anyway,
it's kind of great. You know, movies aren't the same thing that they were in the 40s and 50s and 60s.
Right.
They're still an important thing. So anyway, or at least they're a fun thing to watch.
Yeah. So, well, maybe it's going to trend up in the years to come as well.
Well, if they stay even, I think they'll be doing
that'll
well.
They'll be doing so. Pretty good. Well, that award is now in the history books, but there are movies that will open throughout the year that we'll have an opportunity to bring to you that will have award aspirations, and perhaps a couple of them are opening tonight.
Yeah, so tonight we're opening two films, One Life and Love Lies Bleeding. Now, One Life is actually a really heartwarming and beautiful story about this gentleman, this English gentleman, Nicholas Winton, who in 1938, he was a stockbroker, so he wasn't a diplomat or anything. In 1938, he became aware of the Nazi, pending Nazi atrocities. He went to Czechoslovakia and worked very, very hard to get as many Jewish people out of Czechoslovakia, and ended up having to focus on getting children out, and so.
But he saved hundreds
and hundreds of children were moved from Czechoslovakia to the UK. Now he did this in 1938. He lived well until the late 20th century or early '00s, and he never talked about this. I mean, it's kind of a British thing, you know. You just
you
didn't
you
talk
do.
About it. He did what he did, And finally, people became aware that, you know, he did this. And there was a documentary film that Chuck and Rita Gelman actually funded the distribution of it. And we were able in the O's to do a very special screening of this film at the Michigan Theater. So I was familiar with Nicholas Winton from that documentary film. And there's exact scenes from that documentary film that they play out with Anthony Hopkins. So one of the scenes is that he's at a BBC TV show.
As part of the studio audience.
As part of the studio audience. And he's brought in late, and the studio audience is filled. Well, the conceit is that everybody in that studio audience
had been saved by him.
And he had never talked about this. So he was shocked and surprised. But this
film. The real footage of that,
yeah.
And I'm getting emotional thinking about it. It was extraordinary.
Yeah. So this One Life has gotten very good reviews. So it's a film based on his life. They don't use the documentary footage. Anthony Hopkins plays the elderly Nicholas Winton, Sir Nicholas Winton, and there's a younger actor that plays him in the 1930s mm-hmm. when the action was going on. Lena Olin's in it. Romola Gari, Alexa Sharp, Jonathan Pryce is in it, and Helena Bonham Carter is in it. So it's got a really good cast. It's a really heartwarming and wonderful story.
And I hope you're all going to go check that one out. I certainly will.
One Life is the name of the movie.
This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair alongside Russ Collins. The other movie that is opening tonight is Love Lies Bleeding.
That's right. And this is by a director by the name of Rose Glass, who did a film, St. Maud, about a woman who was a hospice nurse, and then all kinds of weird things happen. And this film is the critical consensus is lust and violence collide to a powerfully pulpy effect in Love Lies Bleeding, a well-acted addition to director Rose Glass's growing body of exceptional work. It has 91% positive reviews, and it's about this gym coach, a reclusive gym manager, and a female bodybuilder that is working out in the gym. Well, come to find out that one of them has a mob connection, and things kind of go sideways, and it becomes a mess.
Likely to do if they're connected with the mob, right?
It's a romantic thriller. But the thrill isn't so much in the romance. It's in the threat. But anyway, excellent reviews. Love Lies Bleeding today. Next week, we open a film that you really need to keep on your radar, Problemista, which stars Tilda Swinton. And it's co-produced, directed, written, and stars Julio Torres, who's a new talent. So we'll talk more about that next week. But we continue with some of the Academy Award winning and highly nominated films, American Fiction, Poor Things, the Oscar shorts, Zone of Interest, Perfect Days, all of those are still playing
I gotta
at
tell
the theater.
I finally saw American Fiction while I was away
great.
Last week. What an amazing movie that is.
Yeah, you can't miss that. And then Dune Part 2 is also playing, and The Taste of Things, which was nominated for international feature, but it didn't make it in the finals. But it's a really excellent film that has Juliette Binoche in it, so you want to check that out. A lot of special screenings are coming up as well. We've got The Hunger Games tonight, which is our late-night film, but we repeat it on Thursdays. The actual late-night film this week is In Bruges, which is a really great film. If you like The Banshees of Inisherin, you need to see this film if you haven't. It's got Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson in it. Hundreds of Beavers is this very odd, surreal film about this rather dense apple picker guy who, in the winter, these beavers who were literally people in mascot kind of uniforms, outfits.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like the Sparty kind
so
of thing.
So is this vaudeville or slapsticky?
It's very slapsticky and very surreal, but also a tremendous amount of fun. That's going to be Friday at 7 o'clock, one screening. This is kind of a cult hit all over the country, so it's a lot of fun to go check out. The Fly Fishing film tour is coming up on Saturday.
Why am I so surprised that that's as popular as it is?
It's very popular. This year it's at the State Theater, and there's two sessions at 5 and 8. It's a bunch of short films about fly fishing, and there's a lot of interested fly fishers.
Russ runs through it.
That's right. And then our We Could Do It Pioneering Women of pioneering women of Hollywood's golden age continues with Adam's Rib on Monday at 6:30. The National Theatre of Great Britain Live is doing Vanya, which is stars Andrew Scott, who was in Fleabag and All of Us Strangers. This play had a sold-out run in London's West End for weeks and weeks and months, and we're very happy to have this capture, this video capture of that live stage play. And then One Cut of Death is our U of M Center of Japanese Studies winter film series film. This is about real zombies. Real zombies for the movies. Attack a hack director and film crew who are shooting a low-budget zombie film, which seems completely appropriate, and it's really wonderful. You know, if folks haven't seen Perfect Days, I really suggest that they go check it out. It's a Japanese film that was nominated for Best Picture. It probably came in second.
Wim Wenders film, right?
But it's directed by Wim Wenders, the German director, right, which is really, really, really interesting.
Well, there's a lot out there. We hope you're going to pick something and go see and enjoy. Let us know what you chose. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively each Thursday on 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.